Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we thank you to gather us here in the coming 4 to 5 days. Please sanctify all of us in the divine and mystical realm. Give us a fresh transmission, a fresh dispensation. We pray for every one of us here. We are poor in our spirit. Our hearts are single. We have no other desire and other goal. We are seeking after you. We want to gain you. Lord, give us a clear sky. Oh, any veils. Lord, may your word like a lamp shine in our heart. Oh, like a morning star rising in our heart and shining in our heart. Let's ask the spirit of reality by those words lead us into all the realities so we can know you more and experience you more and enjoy you. Lord, we thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're very joyful. In the past 3 years, we have this opportunity to come together. Today, this year, some of the saints we can gather together on site, and some others join us online. This is a special grace from the Lord. This perfecting training and conference is very important. Every training and conference is important. This perfecting training has its significance. From the booklet you got, we have 4 series of messages. Every series is important. The 4 o'clock in the afternoon, this is the main line, and all other lines or other series is as important as they are. They are not separate, unrelated. Actually, they are related to each other. This series in the afternoon, we can see the divine revelation, the consummate high peak concluding truth. That's the New Jerusalem. Regarding the revelation of New Jerusalem, it's really important. The content in the central content of the Lord's recovery is the New Jerusalem. The second series is the mingling of the divine spirit and the human spirit. This is the secret. This is the key. We need the two spirits mingle together to be mingled so we can enter into the divine revelation. The series 3 is regarding the 3 aspects of the Lord's recovery. Many of the brothers and sisters have been in the Lord's recovery for many years. They have heard a lot of messages and knowledge. They may even know what the recovery is. There may be many newly saved ones, less than 10 years. You may not even know what's the meaning of the Lord's recovery, but whatever, whether you know it or not, but we all need to be poor in our spirit and to learn and to see what's the three aspects of the Lord's recovery. Series 4 is regarding the urgent need in the Lord's recovery. You see, we are not a group or a movement in the Christianity and doing some religious activities here. We are the Lord's recovery. The Lord wants to bring us back to the original heart's desire. So in this position, we need to see the central truth. And also we have the secret and the key to enter into the experience of the truth. Also, we need to know there is an urgent need. So presently, we have an urgent need. This is our responsibility. We have a commitment. We are not here like some Christianity, in Christianity, just some religious activity. We are committed. There's an urgent need in the Lord's recovery. It's regarding that God wants to gain a new revival before the Lord comes back. He needs a new revival before he comes back. So all the four series of messages are related and as important and very rich. There are 15 messages in total. We need to be poor in our spirit and single in our heart to enter and digest these riches and be assimilated into us. The message in itself is rich, but whether the message is rich to you and me, that's another question. So our attitude, our condition is very important. Some things, they just like training and conference because they can just listen to some message and learn some new things. This is not our goal, to only give you some good message. This time, we brothers who are coordinating, we have a really heavy burden that the Lord will use this perfecting training will bring us a new revival. It's not an outward incitement, or it's not that kind of outward. It's from inside, from our heart, from our spirit, from our inner being. Be renewed. In this way, we have a requirement. We ask the Lord to give us a eternal hunger. In Luke chapter 53. The hungry he has filled with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Do you want to be hungry or you want to be rich? Here we want to be a person who is hungry. The Lord will cause the hungry he has filled with good things. If you feel you are rich, the rich he has sent away empty. Some of the messages, brothers and sisters may have listened and heard about it in different trainings and conference, but never consider that you know them all, that you have gained them all. It's totally different. So the burden is that we enter into the experience and application, the reality of these messages. From this aspect, no matter you have stayed in Lord's recovery many years or just 2 to 3 years, You are the same. Maybe you stay many years in Lord's Recovery. You may be familiar with the knowledge, but in experience, you may not enter into the experience of those truths. We are living in a very special moment. Before the Lord comes back, it's very approaching the Lord's second coming back. We don't have time to just play. We don't have time. We need to do some real work, some real thing, not just listening to some. We need the speaking, we need truth, we need. But the goal of this truth is to bring us into the reality. So the burden of this training will emphasize our practice, our application, and our exercise. I'm thinking about in the Lord's Recovery from Brother Watchman Nee. It's more than 100 years now. I feel the Lord really bless us. And on the Lord's Recovery on the earth, since Brother Watchman Nee, more than 100 years, it's not a short time. I'm considering from humans' consideration, humans, every generation is about 25 to 30 years. This is one generation. In the past 100 years, we have passed more than four generations. From Watchman Nee, 1922, and 1952, he was put into prison. That's the first generation. The Lord's Recovery is in China, mainly in China. During that period, the minister was established and has a foundation there. Brother Nee is the foundation, is the beginning. But he has the full blueprint of the truth, the God's salvation, the practice of the church, experience Christ as life until the and he began to experience the body of Christ, to release the message related to the body of Christ. But in his 30 years of age, he has a full picture, full blueprint, and he described it and displayed it to us. And the second generation from Brother Lee was sent to Taiwan in 1949 to 1974. Why I say 1974? It's about 25 years. He went overseas to Taiwan and then to United States. He came to the United States in 1962. In this period of time, he further multiplied victory in Lord's ministry. The ministry was in China before, but by Brother Lee's coming to bring this ministry and multiply and to the overseers. And there is an element of glory in Taiwan and in United States, and its victory in Los Angeles. We see that this ministry is multiplied and is glory. And from 1974 to 1997, it's about 23 years. This is the third generation. From 1974, he began to enter into the life study And by the crystallization study, he used 20 plus years, not just to branch out this ministry, but he really advanced in this ministry until maturity. So when he passed away in 1997, this ministry among us has attained a high peak maturity, a stage of maturity. Since he left until now, it's another 26 years. In this time period, this is the fourth generation. It's the period of entering into the ministry and be constituted with the ministry. So in the past 26 years, of course, we don't have Brother Lee physically with us, but his speaking, his ministries remain among us. I can see, including me. Actually, after Brother Lee passed away, before she passed away, it's kind of shopping in the supermarket. I bought a lot of vegetables, but we don't have much time to really cook it. But in the past 20 plus years, we brothers, we use this, we just assimilate and digest and enter into these messages, and so it can be constituted among us. So another generation has passed. We are facing another generation, the fifth generation. I'm thinking about what kind of stage are we in? We need to continue and maintain. We need to maintain until the Lord comes back. We don't know how long it will be. The Lord will appear, but it won't be long. So in this time period, we need to continue, and we need to obtain, and we need to maintain whatever Brother Lee has released, those truths and revelation, and without any compromise, hold it pure until the Lord comes back. This is really challenging. I feel like it's challenging. So recently, some of the brothers, we fellowship with Brother Minoru Chen. We are worried, actually. We're burdened regarding our next generation, the fifth generation. Whether we can continue the Lord's recovery is very special. There is a pureness here. Can now next generation of young people, they are raised up not only just to continue, but they can maintain, they can sustain the Lord's ministry, the pureness of the Lord's ministry here. So this time, I feel this leading of the Holy Spirit to bring us into this topic regarding the application, the explanation and application of the New Jerusalem to the seeking ones. This was released in 1995. Brother Lee released the message here. It's more than 28 years now. Many things, the books may just remain on your bookshelf, even with dust. But this time, we need to come back to this message. Very time timely, very fresh, and can meet the Lord's need today. The New Jerusalem is the highest revelation in the Bible. It is the consummation of the divine revelation in the Bible. The New Jerusalem is the what the Lord's is the golden standard in the Lord's recovery. This is the highest. Maybe 9 out of 10 saints, they don't even know what's the meaning of New Jerusalem. They may think just it's heaven. Their expression is just this. But through Brother Lee's ministry's opening of the New Jerusalem, we see the New Jerusalem is not a small matter. In the past semi-annual training, we released 12 messages. The last message is to how to become the New Jerusalem. It's very special. Those 12 messages in the past 40 years, life study, crystallization study, it's a conclusion. It's what the last 3 years, what Brother Lee released is the essence, is all released in those 12 messages. It's very high, very deep. That needs our whole life to enter and assimilate. But the last message is become New Jerusalem. So the New Jerusalem includes all the high pictures. We can see God's eternal economy. We can how God built himself into man. And the New Jerusalem is a divine the mystical realm. It's the complete salvation, the consummation of the complete salvation. All the high peak truth are all included in the New Jerusalem. This one subject, this one revelation, this high truth. Hope the Lord will be merciful to us in the coming 45 days. Let's all enter into the explanation, the application of the revelation of the New Jerusalem. It's not just some explanation. You understand it, the meaning of it, but also we emphasize, can you apply that truth into our life and the service? Regarding the New Jerusalem, when the Lord was on the earth in John chapter 14 to 16, talk about the incorporation of God and man, he said he will go to the Father to prepare a abode for us. Many people think that their abode is the heaven, heavenly mansion. But the Lord is going to the Father. He came to the earth to bring God among men, and by death and the resurrection, he bring man into God by his coming and going and prepare a abode. This abode is pointing to the New Jerusalem, which is a composition of incorporation of divinity and humanity, a mutual dwelling place of God and man. So the Lord Jesus also mentioned about this aspect. His disciples, Apostle Peter, he also touched a little bit regarding the New Jerusalem. It's not that specific, but in 2 Peter chapter 3, he says the second the new heaven and new earth, there is righteousness dwelling there. He didn't talk about the new Jerusalem in the new heaven, new earth, but he talked about the righteousness dwelling in the new heaven, new earth. But Peter says the righteousness is personified here. He says the righteousness dwells there. So he personified this dwelling, this righteousness. And how about Paul? In Hebrews 12, we're going to the Mount Zion, the heavenly Mount Zion. It's the city, holy city of God, heavenly Jerusalem. So Paul even mentioned that there is something. He did not release this in detail. He knows that this city is what Abraham has seeking, this city with foundation. That's the new Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. And all the other apostles passed away, but the Lord keep apostle John and wrote this book of Ephesians, a book of Revelations in 90 AD. In this book, the last book, the Holy Spirit bring him to the high mountain to see the vision of the new Jerusalem. The last two chapters of the Bible, Revelation 21, 22, he saw. No one else has ever seen the vision of the new Jerusalem. A complete revelation, vision was revealed to him. So brothers and sisters, we are blessed people. So many Christians, they have read the Bible, and even pastors and teachers, they don't know what the new Jerusalem is. But by the Lord's mercy, by this ministry, through this ministry, the new Jerusalem was explained very clearly. But this burden is not only to understand the meaning of the new Jerusalem, but the Lord will help us to enter into the application of the new Jerusalem. I remember Brother Lee was here. He fellowshiped with all the elders and co-workers. He talked about New Jerusalem. We need to see the New Jerusalem clearly. If the couples, they are quarreling, you need to use the New Jerusalem to supply them. I was sitting there. I was saying, what does this mean? How can you use the New Jerusalem to solve people's marriage problem? It's a truth. I understand it. For me, I feel like it's hard for me to apply it, to use the New Jerusalem to solve the problem of marriage. Do you think you want to share how you solve the problem of marriage problem, even using the truth of New Jerusalem? So by this entering into this time, we need to really touch some detailed application. I cannot see that I understand fully, but from that time until now, I have a little bit more realization. He's not say some empty word. He means that we can use the truth of the New Jerusalem to minister and supply the saints. And even in their daily practical living. But if we only understand some of the doctrines of the New Jerusalem, it cannot apply it. It seems to me, it might be two different matters, but by the Lord's mercy, we need to see the light. Brother Lee is right. We are in the high peak, the stage of the, in this high peak truth in this age. We'll not just preach the gospel on the earth, but we need also bring this saved people, build them as the organic body of Christ, and produce the overcomers, prepare the bride, and we can live out and work out the New Jerusalem. So for this matter, brothers and sisters, we really need prayers. A lot of prayers. We're not just listening some messages here and record some, and then we have some discussion personally and corporately. We can have a thorough time to pray, to assimilate and digest the spiritual word. Is the best way. Prayer is the best way. Listening is another method. But after listening, you have to digest it by prayer. Let the word be assimilated and into us and become part of us. So ask the Lord to be merciful to us. We pay a big price to attend this training. We just passed the summer training and we came for another training. We're not just for training. We have the burden. And this burden, by the 12 messages of the summer training, and to the Chinese-speaking ones, we can really enter into the depths of those messages. But let's enter into the message one, series one, the application and the interpretation of the New Jerusalem to the seeking believers. So the emphasis is not interpretation, but is application to whom? To the seeking believers. Are you seeking believers? Amen. It's very busy and hot days, and you spend the time to come here. I believe you are the seeking believers. May the Lord to produce eternal hunger to desire him, to pursue him, to seek him. Not only yourself, but with your companions, and to pray together, to fellowship together, to assimilate together. We can have a blessing we have ever received before, or never received before. The Spirit is with us. So we need to think about this application to the seeking believers. You say, if I'm not that kind of seeking, you need to ask the Lord. You can ask the Lord. He said, give me the hunger, and create me as a seeking believers. The many distraction today. Every day, we don't have enough time. Many distractions. We need to deal with many things and be occupied by many things. But what's the value? And we are here is for some eternal value. It's not just money. It cannot be evaluated by money. All the outward things will pass by and be burned. But the reality of God, this truth, this reality is eternal, is will remain eternally. Looking at the significance and the base of the New Jerusalem. What's the significance of the New Jerusalem? As I said, many Christians, they just think New Jerusalem is the heaven. It's just a beautiful heaven. I hope you're all released and saved from this concept of heaven. In God's eternal economy and plan, there's no like heaven. Feel like, oh, it's hot here, so we move you to the heavenly mansion, very, very happy place there. God is, do you think that God is such shallow? Just change a place for you so you can live happily and no sufferings? New Jerusalem is not a physical city or a place that we're going to and to enjoy there. The first point is that New Jerusalem is the greatest and the ultimate sign in the scriptures. The greatest and ultimate sign. In the scriptures, the Spirit used many things as symbols and signs, like a lamb. It's a symbol, it's a sign. When John said, "Look, the Lamb of God," does that physical lamb, is a physical lamb, does with a little tail, is that Jesus? No, that's just a sign, a symbol. That means our Lord Jesus is like a lamb and be offered and crucified. So he's the Lamb of God. There are many signs in the Bible. Even the pasture is a sign. But in the whole scripture, in the Bible, the greatest sign is the New Jerusalem. No other signs is greater than this, higher than this, deeper than this. And this New Jerusalem is the ultimate sign. New Jerusalem did not appear in Genesis, not in Matthew, not in Romans, but in Revelation. It's the last book, last two chapters, and John was brought to the high mountain, and he see the angels point him, and the New Jerusalem coming down from the heavens, the tabernacle of God among men, the wife of the Lamb. This is not a physical city. This is the greatest sign and the ultimate sign. Father Lee mentioned to us that Genesis is a book of seeds. All the seeds of the divine truth are sowed in Genesis. And Revelation is a harvest. All the divine seed will grow, develop through the 66 books of the Bible. And it's the harvest is in Revelation. Especially in the last two chapters, the New Jerusalem is is harvest of all the divine seed. This is a really this is really a great matter. Don't think that, oh, it's too far away, it's too high, and we're not theologians. We're just students, we are working saints, I don't understand this. Don't say that. The New Jerusalem is not revealed to the apostles and elders. It's for all the children of God. It's our responsibility to see and enter and apply the New Jerusalem. So the New Jerusalem signifies an organic constitution of the process triune God, mingled with his regenerated, transformed, and glorified tripartite elect. You need to PSRP this point. What is New Jerusalem? It's an organic constitution of God and man. This God is the process and consummated triune God. And our man is the regenerated, transformed, and glorified tripartite man. The mingling. God wants to mingle with man and become a constitution. This is the New Jerusalem. How do you know this? You need to enter into it. This is all revealed in the Bible. You cannot just listen to us like speaking like this. You have to enter into the Bible. The religion separates God and the people and the man. The God is in the heavens and we are low here. We have a lot of need. We are suffering. We have a need. We ask God to give us something, help us a little bit. This is the religion concept. But God's economy is not like this. In God's economy, he wants to blend God and man. He wants to be wrought into man. And his heart's desire wants to wrought man into God. This touches the eternal economy. The eternal economy of God is totally different than the religion today. It's two directions. God wants to come into us. God wants to bring us into him until and God and man and God cannot be separate. It's whether God-man or man-God, just like Jesus, 2,000 years ago, there's a people born to this earth. When they see Jesus, it's a man, it's a Nazarite, a son of a carpenter, but he committed a lot of miracles. He speak the word of grace. Who is this? Is he son? Is he man or God? He's a God man. He's the first God man. God's eternal economy is to God to be wrought into man. He does not want us to just be a good and a moral man. He wants us to be God man. So when we were saved, he wants us to repent, and he does not just want us to repent and want to become a good person, but he regenerates us. So his life is begotten in us. We're not just sinners. We are also God's children. We're God's children, children of God. We have God's nature and life. This is not a small matter. This is our status. I'm a sinner graced by God, but also I'm a God man, regenerated by God as a new man. This new Jerusalem is this God passing through all the process. And the man who is regenerated, transformed, and glorified, tripartite, and God and man become a organic constitution. Small point one, according to its humanity, it is the tabernacle of God among men, the dwelling place of God in his humanity among men on the earth. New Jerusalem is the mingling of God and man. So there's two aspects, the aspect of humanity and aspect of divinity. According to his humanity, it is the tabernacle of God among men. John 1:14 talk about when Jesus, in his incarnation, is the God tabernacle among men. The Word became flesh and tabernacle among men. This tabernacle is God dwelling among men. This is a dwelling place of God. Many Jews, they live in the Old Testament, they live in the tabernacle. So God, when he came, he tabernacled among men. This new Jerusalem is God's tabernacle. Now, according to his divinity, it is the temple of God as the dwelling place of his redeemed elect. In verse 22, the New Jerusalem, where is the temple of? Where is the temple? The angel told him in verse 22, in this city, New Jerusalem, there's no temple. The Lamb and God is the temple. The temple is where God lives. And temple is where people go to worship God. Of course, in the New Jerusalem, the temple, no physical temple, because God is the temple. God the Lamb is the temple. So this temple is for our seeking believers to live in the triune God, this redeeming and triune God. So this city is very miraculous, very wonderful. According to its humanity, it's the tabernacle. According to its divinity, it's the temple. According to its humanity, it is the human wife with the divine life and nature of the Lamb, the redeeming God. In chapter 21, when John saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, the angel told him, "This is the Lamb, God, the wife of the Lamb. The Lamb is the Lord Jesus. He wants to marry a wife. Does he want to marry a physical city? No, of course not. This city is personified. This wife of the Lamb, the city is the wife, is according to his humanity. It is the human wife of the Lamb. We are human, but we are regenerated by the divine life and the nature. God cannot mingle his divinity with humanity directly. It's not marriage between God and man. It's the God-man married with the man God. So the wife, he emphasized the humanity, but this humanity is regenerated with the divine life and nature. So God, he become man, and man, we become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Now we are match. We match each other. He is the God man, and we are the man God. We can become wife and husband. Point four, according to his divinity, it is the divine husband, the redeeming God in his consummate embodiment, Christ, with the human life and nature of God's redeemed elect. This city is the redeemed man and the wife of Lamb. You see the 12 pearls, the foundations, the precious stones related to the apostles, the believers, is the redeeming man. But in this city, there is God and Lamb on the throne, in the center, in the highest point. God and the Lamb on the throne. So this city is constituted by the redeemed man, but also is God himself. So according to his divinity, is the divine husband of the redeemed elect. So this city is husband and is the wife. You see, you may see that this is just the just some doctrine, but if you really see husband and the wife, it's a tabernacle and a tent and temple and tabernacle, and you live there, and God, we live in the temple, and this holy city has divinity and humanity. So God's eternal economy is to build him into us. It's man built into God, and man built into God. God built into man, has mingled together until it become a organic constitution of this process trying God mingled with the tripartite man. This is the New Jerusalem. Once you see this, I'm jumping here. I'm in God, and God is in me, and God and me, we are blended together, mingled together. It's like I am speaking here, but the Spirit is speaking here. God is speaking here. This is God's eternal heart's desire. It's just want us to be a good who love our husband or submit to our husband or love our wife. God wants to be constituted so we it's man and God and God and man. So God loved people. God loved all men. It's not just to come to help us, not only to help us, not only to save us, not only to redeem us, and he became a man and bring man into God himself. He'll be blended with him, mingled, united, mingled, and even incorporated with him as a constitution. This is very mysterious. Don't look down upon you. When you look at yourself in the mirror, don't look at like, oh, the old self. You need to see this is the God man. I'm a God man. Of course, I'm in my natural body, I may look old, but you have the divine life. You're regenerated and you have the divine nature. Your feeling it will be different if you really see this. Let's come to the base, Romans 2. What's the base of the New Jerusalem? So the base of the New Jerusalem is pure gold, signifying the divine nature of God as the base for its building. The New Jerusalem is a high mountain. There is a wall around. It's 12,000 stadia. The whole city, mountain, is base. The base is gold. It's a gold mountain. Many Chinese came to the United States for gold, but the real gold is in New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is the golden mountain. The gold in the Bible signifies God's divine nature. It's eternal, it's incorruptible. The things in the world is all corruptible. It will pass away. But this golden city is pure gold. So the base, the foundation of the city is the divine nature. Brothers and sisters, have you ever think about when we were regenerated, on the day we were regenerated, there is divine life in us. And follow this life, there is the nature, divine nature. It's spontaneous. The life of the dog has the nature of God. The life of a cat has the nature of cat. The dog will bark, the cat will catch mouse, but the life of man has its nature, but we're regenerated by the life of God. And this life of God has a divine nature. With its divine nature, God is love, God is light, God is holiness, God is righteousness. This is all the divine attributes of God. This is the nature of the God's divine life. We have heard many testimonies. One of the brothers went to the dancing club. This is his hobby. One day he got saved. No one told him he cannot go. But he went. Go to the dancing club. When he drive to the door is open. When he wants to enter, he feels really uncomfortable. He said, I didn't have anything. He cannot just step out of the car. He struggled whether I should go or not. Finally, he closed the door and then drive back. And next morning, he shared this experience with brothers and sisters. So they tell him that you are regenerated. It's the divine life and nature. It's not the regulations. It's the divine nature and life. This nature, it does not like to go to the dancing club. So when you go, the divine nature will give you an uncomfortable feeling. So this is many who gambling or who smoking, it's the same thing. Even if they want to quit, they cannot. But once they touch the life and nature of God, this will release them all the bad habits. So partake of the divine nature is a great matter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, it told us we can participate, partake of the divine nature. We can partake of divine nature. How can man partake of the divine nature? Our human life are low and limited and corruptible, but by regeneration, our pitiful man can partake of the divine nature. We praise the Lord. Many times, because of old man is strong, although we are saved, although we experience some joy in the divine life, but not exercising the thorough fellowship with God's life and the nature operating in us, we still live in our old habit. So when we see this city of New Jerusalem, it's pure gold. We are made by clay. We are clay men. Our skin is dust. But God wants to transform us, like made by clay, to the gold man, clay man to gold man. Not physical dust, even our personality, it's very earthly. Our speaking, our conduct, our very natural, very earthly, even it's just different kind of like, it's all in the culture of our cultures are clay. But in the New Jerusalem, there's no clay there. If you're still your Chinese culture or Hong Kongese culture or your nature, different nature, you cannot enter in. You only need God's nature. The nature of God was sown into us, the divine nature. You see around the world, are there any gold? Even less than dust. It's done even. And you see the world, the politics, the environment, your career, and the commercial, it's all dust, all done. Everyone is fighting for themselves. It's not the divine expression. It's the expression of the earthly things, detestable. But when we see the New Jerusalem, it's all gold, Lord, brothers and sisters. You cannot find dust there. So when we apply, we cannot live according to the old nature. There is gold in us. Of course, it may have just a little bit gold, just maybe 1 gram of gold. We don't have enough, but still you have it. We need to let this gold is to grow in us, multiply in us when you exercise. I'm a gold man. I have the golden divine nature in me. This is the base. The gold is the base of the New Jerusalem. And also, this is the solid foundation of the throne of the divine administration. There is a throne on the top of the mountain. The throne is on the mountain, on top of the mountain. And God, the Lamb, was sitting on the throne. It's not just two separate gods. It refers to the redeeming. The Lamb refers to the redeeming. It's the second person of the Divine Trinity who redeemed us. So God and Lamb sitting on the throne. And the throne was on the top of the gold mountain. The throne is for God's administration and governing. And this administration and is according to the divine nature. When we touch divine nature, we will touch the administration of God. What's his ruling? He rules us by the divine nature. Just like the testimony I mentioned, God administrates, rule that brother, so the brother cannot go to the dancing club anymore. It's not regulated by people, but it's regulated by God. So this divine nature, as the base of the throne, rule this brother. So we have a throne here. And from this throne issues the river of water of life. And this water of life signifies the spirit, and it proceeding from the throne. And in the middle of this street, it flows in the middle of the street as the supply to the entire city. So it's not just, oh, you did something wrong, he corrects it. No, this throne, the river of water of life flows from this throne. And it flows in the middle of the golden street. And on the side of this street, there's a river, and on the side of the rivers, there is a tree, the tree of life. So the river of water of life is the spirit. From the throne, the river of water of life proceeding from the throne. This is the divine trinity. His father, his son, and he's the spirit. The spirit, as the spirit, he touches us. He enters into us. He's not only on the throne, but he, as the flowing spirit, as the river of water of life, is in the middle of the street of the city. The whole mountain, this street is also gold. The street is for our walking. The administration of God needs a way, so this street carries out God's administration. This street is also, we can walk on it. We're walking on this golden street. In the Lord's recovery, we are walking. We're walking on the golden street. On this street, there is a flow of water. There's a river. There's a river of water to satisfy our thirst. Many have been in Lord's recovery for many years. We have been walking on this street a long, long time. I've never regret. In the past 50 plus years, I'm still walking on this way. Very wonderful. There's two, just one way in the city. Not on the, like in the physical city, there's many ways using the Google Maps, GPS to find the ways. In the New Jerusalem, there's no need of GPS. There's only one street of gold where walking on the street is the street of the divine nature of God. There is a river of water of life. So the spirit of God is nourishing us and supplying us, quench our thirst. So this is, this street is connected to the administration, the throne. And also it's for our communication, for us to walk. The Holy City. This street is not like a straight line. It's just winding down from the top to the base of the mountain. So no matter which direction you come from, north, east, west, or south, we all enter into the same way, same street. On this street, we have fellowship with each other. In this fellowship, there is the river of water of life to supply us and nourish us. And point two, in the river grows the tree of life, signifying Christ as the main supply to the entire city through the river. We also have the tree of life to supply us. We have the river nourish us. We have the tree of life. We have the tree to supply us. A divine and human communication signified by the street proceeds from this glorious center to reach all 12 gates of the city in order to bring the entire city into submission to the one divine administration and to blend the entire city into the oneness of the one divine mingled communication. You see this picture, there's a river water of life proceeds out of the throne, and there is a tree in the river, and also this street connects all the 12 doors. So it reaches all the directions and it supplies all the city. How can we apply this? This gold is the base, is the foundation. So divine nature is our base. So our life today, our speaking, our behavior, our conduct, we need to do it according to the divine nature. There's a very practical in our daily life, is our speaking. We believe in the Lord, but our speaking is very earthly. Sometimes, even we lose our temper. When you lose your temper, are you expressing the divine nature or the evil nature? When you lose your temper, your appearance is like evil. That's not divine nature. We're not only seeing this vision, it has to touch our life. First thing is our temper, our speaking. Our speaking should be full of grace. Our speaking to each other should express the divine nature. When you see a people from your same background, like same, and you just those things are just earthly nature. There's no divine nature, no base of the New Jerusalem. If we see this vision, we need to exercise according to this. Save me from the earthly element, my old nature. I want to experience your divine nature, the golden nature. When you're about to lose your temper, Are you expressing the divine nature? Or are you expressing your earthly old nature? Many times, we have some weakness. Many times when we are joking, we need to be restricted by divine nature. Is this joke from you or from the divine nature? So I'm restricted and cannot talk about this joke. I need to shut up my mouth and stop joking. So the New Jerusalem is not just objective revelation. It should be applied in our life. We encourage you to blend together. We need to be careful. We shall not criticize others. Lord, our speaking should express the divine nature. Walk on the golden street. Many communication, many fellowship. You can touch this flow, touch the nourishment of the spirit. So it's not just some outward fellowship. This street is the golden. So when you have fellowship, you need to fellowship according to the divine nature. Not just because you are familiar with others or your background, but you should fellowship according to the divine nature.